I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
The Capitol Hill to work out a compromise health care plan. He lost his voice after his State of the Union speech. A roof collapsed at a supermarket in France. Soccer bopper, soccer bopper, more fun than a
pillow fight. Blow 'em up. Da, da, da. Can't seem to find any sports here. Let's see, the National Football League season, that's several months away. The National Basketball Association, National Hockey Leagues, they've all suspended play. There's no golf, no college basketball, March Madness. Oh, what's this? The French Open tennis is going to be played in September. Masters golf tournament might be in October. Wow, it could be a pretty crowded sports schedule when everything gets going again. What else we got here? Patriots Day, that's coming up soon. Well, that means the Boston Marathon.
Marathon Monday brings some of the greatest athletes here to compete in one of the world's greatest races. Thousands of our friends and family do what they never thought they could do by crossing that finish line.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker knows it takes a lot for runners to complete a 42-kilometer marathon, but Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says runners looking to cross the line will have to go even farther, adding months to their journey.
The 2020 Boston Marathon will be postponed until Monday, September 14th of this year.
The Boston Marathon has never been canceled outright since its first running in 1897. There is an asterisk by 1918 when organizers switched to a relay race format with the end of World War I and another global pandemic, that one involving influenza. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and race organizers are hoping 5 months will be enough to salvage the event.
Our expectation, and it's an expectation and a hope right now, is that this date will get us to a safer place in relation to the spread of the coronavirus.
Could the Boston Marathon have been run on an empty course like the recent Tokyo Marathon?
That's impossible. The Boston Marathon is for everyone, and I don't think that was, first of all, never discussed. There was different discussions around, do we have just elite runners? Do we have limit the number of runners? All of that stuff. And again, that's not the Boston Marathon. We're an inclusive marathon that obviously with all the cities and towns here, the state, the city, we're all together. We want to make sure it remains inclusive. So that wasn't even a discussion.
The 124-year-old race is a bucket list quest for runners worldwide. About a third of this year's field were from outside of the United States. They now face severe travel restrictions. Not even the Great Depression of the 1930s, ferocious storms, or the deadly 2013 bombing have stopped the Boston Marathon, and Mayor Marty Walsh says runners and fans will also get past coronavirus.
We've shown before that no matter what the challenge is to our marathon and to our city, we are Boston strong. And that's what we will be again this year.
Olympic boxing hopefuls were in the ring in London for the European Olympic qualifiers being held behind closed doors. The International Olympic Boxing Committee Task Force suspended the bouts late Monday following the conclusion of the third day of competition. The world qualifier scheduled for Paris was also suspended. The qualifier for the Americas was suspended last week. Still, 16 boxers in the men's flyweight and men's featherweight divisions secured their Olympic spots. Norwegian middleweight Gediminas Mindaugas was happy to have the chance.
I'm really surprised because England is organizing everything. England is open, but we in Norway are closed. Everything is closed. People cannot come out from their houses. So I'm really surprised that everything is going on.
He also tries to avoid getting hit by coronavirus outside of the ring.
I'm just trying to be careful with myself and my team. We are just not going to the big shopping malls and not meeting with people in big stages. So we are just doing everything we can to keep our boxing on a high level.
As for the Tokyo Olympics possibly being cancelled.
Yeah, it would be a disappointment, but I think in the end of the virus, it will stop, it will finish, and we will continue to work. So it's only a matter of time when we get into Tokyo.
Danish middleweight Sebastian Tertarian feels the threat of missing the Olympics.
I mean, you know, we work really hard. I'm just turning seniors, you know. It isn't because I work like 5 years of my life for this or 4 years, but, you know, it's a dream, so I don't want it to be shut up.
British flyweight Charlie Davison is staying safe.
Just wash your hands more often, use a hand sanitizer. That's it, really. Not shaking hands with people, just fist pumping. Just be sensible.
Davison says most boxers seem to have put coronavirus travel anxieties to the side for now.
Hey, you know, I've not heard anything, nothing, no panic, nothing. I think everyone's just taking it as it comes. They'll come to that once it happens. Boxing is the most important at the moment, so like I say, once it's finished, then they can worry about what's going to happen next.
Thousands of athletes are still hoping to qualify for the Tokyo Olympics despite the coronavirus outbreak.
They can rest assured that we are doing everything we can to ensure a fair qualification under these challenging circumstances.
IOC President Thomas Bach says flexibility and cooperation is needed.
We are working closely with the international federations, with the national Olympic committees, with the athletes to adapt wherever necessary the qualification system, either to extend the qualification time or to find other tools to make the athletes qualified.
Although no spectators have been allowed to witness the Olympic torch handover ceremony in Athens, Greece, Bach says the event remains a link between the ancient past and present.
It is reminding us of our roots more than 3,000 years ago, but it's also at the same time a strong signal of our commitment and the commitment of our Japanese friends to make these Olympic Games Tokyo 2020 a great success in the summer of this year.
The expectation is the Games will be held in July as planned, and the IOC chief wants all athletes to remain committed to the Tokyo Olympics.
I'm really encouraging the athletes to go ahead with their preparations, with their qualifications, with full steam, and then we will all welcome them to Tokyo to great Olympic Games.
Rally racing remained in gear and on the move to outrun coronavirus in Mexico. French driver Sebastian Ogier steered to victory during Saturday's stages at a shortened Rally Guanajuato. Rally organizers, with the support of the sports governing body and event promoter, announced their decision to shorten the event schedule in the face of fast-changing travel restrictions connected with the global COVID-19 virus outbreak. That put the brakes on the event late Saturday instead of a scheduled Sunday finish. Football Federation Australia CEO James Johnson announced football in Australia will continue with the domestic A-League season and the Women's W-League final to be played as scheduled, but behind closed doors as a precaution against the coronavirus.
Our advice and our position is that football may continue to be played across Australia at the moment, but it must adhere not only to the government directions, but we will go further and introduce some stricter guidelines, which would come into effect today, 16 March.
Greg O'Rourke, Football Federation Australia head of leagues, says officials are working out playing logistics.
It is our intent to compress the rest of that season, and we have spoken to the clubs, and we're now speaking to the venues to see whether or not it's possible for us to complete those six rounds in 3 to 4 weeks.
Two A-League clubs are now on a 14-day quarantine, and their matches are receiving special attention.
The matches involving Melbourne Victory and Wellington Phoenix will not proceed in rounds 24 and 25. These matches will be rescheduled, and Wellington Phoenix will play the remaining fixtures in Australia.
Australia and New Zealand have put in place a strict 14-day quarantine requirement for anyone entering the countries as a coronavirus countermeasure. Football Federation Australia CEO James Johnson says safety is the top concern.
Our priority right now is to ensure that our people are safe, and that's when where we're spending, whether it's the leagues, it's the FFA as a whole, the member federation, the PFA, together as a football family, that's where we're spending our time. The health and safety of our community, that's our priority.
Former Nigeria striker and FIFA legend Yakuba Aigbeni was in Tonga to help open a new FIFA technical center on the island group of Avau.
The boys and girls here, you can see, they're happy. Look, they want to play. For me to be here today is an honor to be here to see these kids enjoying different parts of the life. You know, before I think they just stay indoor. But now with this facility, they want to come over to train.
The Pacific Archipelago is famously known for rugby. But on Vavao, football comes first as the Tonga Football Association hopes to develop the sport there. FIFA Oceania Regional Development Manager Rowan Hershko says the new $750,000 facility is for the entire community of about 15,000 people.
It's supposed to be access for everyone, from disabled, for people who just want to use the facilities, parents. It's a family oriented. So we're thinking as well about the other aspects, because we realize mainly over here, in most of the cases, it's the biggest informal education center after the school, church, and this is the impact that we are creating with them, how to attract more and more to come and play.
The new facilities feature a natural grass pitch, administration offices, and changing rooms for local schools and clubs to use. The president of Tonga FA, Lord Vihala, says FIFA is helping to grow Tonga in several ways.
FIFA is always supportive of what we're doing from the past to the present, and it's continued to support us. And we have to manage what we have and the resources in order to produce the outcome better for Tonga and better for the economy of the country.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.